So Mark, in the end, bowing out at the semi-final stage, there was quite a bit of work for you to do at the bell. You were down in eighth.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, given the way a lot of these 800 metre semis have gone in the past, I predicted it would be a 51 second or 52 second first lap, which it was. It was 52 seconds flat.
So that really set me up for running a 144 high. You know, today the 144 high wasn't there. I split a 145, but I still come away not discontented completely, because, you know, I've done that 145.5 with little or no training compared to the rest of them. So, you know, there's plenty more to look forward to next year when I get things right.
There was no alarm for you when, for maybe a good lap, for a chunk of 400, you were down in eighth.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't matter how quick you're on the first 600, it's about who finishes quicker. So I just had to make sure that I had enough steam left to pass those by. Like, I tried to take the race on by the scruff of the neck yesterday, and, you know, I could really feel a lactic over the last 100 metres. You know, having run that way, it was tactically good in the sense that I positioned myself, but I also cost myself running a fast time by doing it. So today it was just about, you know, treating more or less like a Diamond League race and trying to run as fast a time as possible.
After the season you've had, how are you feeling now? Okay, 100%?
Well, I feel very good in myself, and I have no, like, niggles, but I just lacked a bit of training this year that I would have liked to have got, you know. And in this event, consistency makes you get onto that podium. So I'm going to sit down and make sure that I have that real consistency for next year. You know, I mean, some things are unseen and you can't help them, and this year was one of those times, and hopefully I don't get it again. But yeah, I just have to make out a plan and hopefully it all works out.
Was this a satisfactory outcome then, considering the season you've had? There was the injury trouble.
You know what, fifth place in the semi-final, and I'd say that's maybe the fifth or sixth fastest loser time. I'm not sure, I have to look at them, but you know, that would put me 17th or 18th in the world, and if you look at it like that, it's still a good achievement. Because often in these events, you know, we only get judged by whether we make it through each round. But I suppose if you make it to the semis, you're into the top 24 in the world. So, given the season that I've had, I'm happy enough with that ranking.
You obviously get time to analyse it from now on. I know it's only been about 5 minutes since the end of the race, yeah. But do you feel there was much that you'd have changed then across this campaign?
Across this campaign, no, actually. I mean, the heats went pretty well for me. As I said, like, running the way I did cost me a quicker time, but I was talking to my teammates, and, you know, we reckoned that if I didn't take it out hard over the first 200, the rest of them may not have chased me, and it might not have been a fast race at all. So I think the best way to judge whether you got tactics right is your final placings. And, you know, I got through to the semi-final, and I obviously came fifth there today, and I think, given the shape I'm in, I ran the best race I probably could have. Maybe 0.2 or 0.3 quicker, but in the grand scheme of things, I don't think that would have even been enough to get it through to the next round. I think Bossy and the other guy in the first heat ran pretty quicker. So, yeah, listen, I'm happy with, given the circumstances this season.
2016 is going to be a full old diary. World indoors, Europeans, Olympics.
Yeah, it's full, like, but my focus is on Rio next year, and I haven't made a decision about World Indoors. Right now, I'm not planning on them. I want to have a good run through, right through to Rio. I might do one or two races just to keep the mind occupied, but my focus is just on doing the best for Ireland once I get out to Rio. But, you know, I could take this opportunity now to thank my sponsors. You know, Sky Sports, who've been absolutely excellent, and getting great mentor advice from Darren Campbell there, who's a pro himself, and Hegarty's for giving me the car back in Letterkenny, and Adidas and the whole shebang. You know, looking forward to getting back now to UCD and getting some quality training done.